The assembly proposal closely resembles the one the governor introduced a few weeks ago. It would cut property taxes by about $400 million and cut income taxes by about $100 million. Even though Republican state senators still want tweaks to the plan, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss wanted his members to vote on it immediately.
We're going to cut taxes. We're going to put more money in the hands of working people all across the state, which will create more jobs and grow our economy even more.
Two Democrats joined all Republicans in voting for the tax cut in the assembly. Democratic lawmakers tried unsuccessfully to change the plan to boost the size of the property tax cut for most people by focusing it on homeowners and taking it away from other types of property like farmland. Their changes would have also deposited more money in the state's rainy day fund, largely because they would not adjust the state's income tax withholding like Governor Walker did. Assembly Democratic Minority Leader Peter Barca told Republicans it was a better alternative and urged them not to listen to Speaker Voss.
Long after your gerrymandered majorities are long gone, you will have a two-thirds requirement to get anything done. And we've seen what happens in those other states where you have these rules. Government becomes completely dysfunctional.
Indeed, that tension with the state Senate continued yesterday, as Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald told several news outlets he wasn't even sure the Assembly GOP's proposal was balanced. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.